Blog Talk Radio.
Woke up in the club with a lot of girls, hang around my neck like diamonds and pearls. Me and my crew, we gonna rock the house, make your chick turn inside out. Wow, I just can't believe it, tonight's gonna be lots of cheating. No, you can't say I wanna see you leaving, I thought I was bad, but then she beat it.
Damn, come show me what you got. Damn, come show me what you got. Damn, come show me what you got. Hot, 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 hot.
Move that ass to the front and move it slowly to the back. Turn around down on the ground and make it clap, clap, clap.
Just like a porn star.
This is Ndaya Morrell, and you're tuned into Dollhouse Radio. And without further ado, it's time for the true front to back. Take it away, bitches.
Hey, you fucking horny motherfuckers. Welcome to the truth front and back, where you get nothing but the adult industry and trending topics. Hi, I'm your host, Desiree DeLuca, a.k.a. Boobzilla. Natural 34F boobs, and my co-host this evening is Karen Fisher, the busty fucking MILF. Say hello, Karen.
We're waiting on your co-host. She keeps dipping in and out. She's having technical difficulties, but she is on it. She should be back on very shortly, so we're waiting on her.
All right, well, why we wait on her, all you horny motherfuckers, the lines are open. The number to call in is 646-595-4038. If you want to talk, you need to press 1. If you just want to listen, you can listen.
Okay, I think we got it. Let's check it out. Let's check it out.
All right.
I think we got it. Karen?
Karen? Mayday? No?
Yeah. Okay,
Mayday,
more technical difficulties. We'll get her back. Just continue on with your show. You're doing your thing. See, once we get her back, I'll let you know.
All right. So tonight we have some interesting topics. We're going to talk about the XRCO Awards that are going to be hosted in L.A. this Saturday. Myself and my sexy co-host, Karen Fisher, will be attending, but we're going to talk about that when she decides to get her big titty ass on the line. The next topic we're going to be talking about is some taboo movie that came out by, I believe, Smash Pictures. That's what my co-host Karen said. And then we're going to go into taboo things that fans have requested or asked us to do. So it's going to be quite interesting show tonight if she would bring her ass on the show. She's not there yet.
But it's on. You're coming in, then you're dipping out.
Oh, so I mean, I'm here with Jack, but Jack doesn't speak.
Yeah, so I'm like, I have Karen on the phone, but she, for whatever reason, there's a lot of technical difficulties. She said she's in Marina Del Rey, wherever the hell that is.
That's the ocean. She can't be by the ocean if she's going to do a radio show. That's common sense.
That she's trying. Well, I hear her, but it's like dipping in and out. Mm-hmm. So she's going to try to, you know, move away far from the water as she can.
Oh, wow.
Let's continue.
So, again, gentlemen, the lines are open. And for those who want to talk or ask us a question, and later this evening we're going to have our special guest, Samantha 38G.
Mm.
So that's a whole bunch of titties in, like, one room.
Oh, yeah.
So that will be interesting. Again, the phone number is 646-595-4038. Press 1 to talk, gentlemen. You need to press 1 to talk. If not, you'll just be sitting, listening, and holding up the phone and jerking off.
Nothing wrong with that, but, you know.
Well, you know, you can't hold up the lines. Maybe other people want to get in and talk.
No. we have plenty of lines. We opened up all the lines for you, so you'll be ready to go.
All right. And then our chat room is also open, gentlemen, if you don't want to talk. If you're shy and you don't want to call in, you can
sit in the chat room and chat. I could see guys doing that because you're kind of intimidating.
Why does everybody say I'm intimidating? I'm not that intimidating.
I mean, even when I first, had corresponded with you, I was like, alrighty. You're an intimidating lady.
No, I'm just straightforward. Some guy said that to me the other day. One of my homeboys was like, oh, did you hear about this situation? Something that happened in the industry that is, like, really sad that that happened. And I'm like, I didn't hear about that. And they asked if I shot with this person and said, no, I didn't. And then he asked, like, well, what happens if a guy is on set and all he does was shit talk? And I'm like,
I think we got your big titty co-host now.
Finally.
Yes, I finally got through. What a pain in the butt. So what did I miss?
Do not know
it's
you
Karen
can't
Fisher,
butt
in case anybody wonders.
You know you can't be by the ocean and call in, right?
I don't know. It should work. I'm in a house.
You
loud
and clear now.
Yeah. This is actually my friend's, like, I'm at my friend's house. This is, like, his, I don't know, like, sneaky phone or something. It's, like, probably, you know, it's not like, it was before, from before even when flip phones were. You know what kind of phone I'm talking about?
So right,
his
right.
phone works better than my iPhone.
Right, real quick, so tell us about your fucking vacation in fucking Tahiti.
It was awesome. It was amazing. I stayed in one of those bungalows over the water, so you can just right off your deck, climb into the water, swim, snorkel, whatever you want. I went scuba diving. I swam with the sharks, reef sharks, not great white sharks, reef sharks, and I fed manta rays, and I hiked in the jungle. I saw Polynesian ruins. It was a really amazing trip.
Wow. So, I mean, I'm sure your fans never knew you did all that kind of shit. They just probably just thought you just laid down and stuck cock and open your fucking legs.
Well, now they know. I do more than
now
just that.
Now they know. So any guys that have any questions, you can feel free to call. The number is, again, 646-595-4038. Make sure you fucking press 1 if you want to talk to us. We are going to pay some motherfucking bills. Stay tuned to Dollhouse Radio, You're listening to The Truth Front and Back. Take it away, Angela.
You are tuned in to Dalhouse Radio, home of the indie artists and the hottest station on the net. We are live 7 days a week with 17 shows hosted by the sexiest hosts. Find out more about the Dalhouse Radio family by visiting our website at www.dalhouseradio.com. Find out the latest celebrity and adult entertainment gossip and indie music news on our Hot Sugar blog daily. We are looking to showcase the best in indie music this year. Interested in getting your music in rotation or having your video featured on our website? Be sure to send your music submissions in to dalhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. All music submissions must contain a bio or one sheet, promotional photos, and your music in MP3 format. Or purchase one of our promo packages on the Dalhouse Radio website to get guaranteed airplay, guaranteed interviews, and guaranteed video features. Businesses and promoters, are you looking to advertise your brand or event on Dalhouse Radio? Email your inquiries to Head of Promotions at Brian, that's B-R-I-A-N, DalhouseRadio@gmail.com. Interested in joining the Dalhouse Radio family? Got a hot show concept? Email DalhouseRadio@gmail.com and you might be the next show on our roster. Our Spotlight Artists of the Month are Sheree Lurie, Nuria Afonso, Heroin, Raphael, Carla Page, Young Peach, and Mila J. Coming this spring, Launchpad Radio returns, hosted by the legendary Ian Burke. Keep up with everything Dalhouse Radio by following us on Twitter at Dalhouse_radio, and be sure to sign up on our mailing list on the website. And now, back to your program.
Listening to Twerking Like Miley Cyrus on by Heroin. So we're going to get in some porn news. We're going to talk about the lovely awards coming up this Saturday.
Yeah.
So it's this award is the XRCO, right?
Yep, that is what they are.
All right, so this is the first time I'm going. Is this the first time you're going?
Yeah, I've actually, to be honest, I didn't even know that these awards existed until my publicist told me.
Yeah.
So,
she
and
told
I actually,
me, she's like, she told me, oh, make sure you're out here on the 11th. And I'm like, oh, why? It's a red carpet event. I'm like, okay.
I guess I was on set today, and I was talking to some of the, you know, other performers and directors and whatnot, and I guess they said that it's a smaller awards show, but mm-hmm. that it's pretty crazy. It tends to be pretty disorganized, but they said, several people said people get drunk and just do stupid stuff, so it should be entertaining. I'm interested to see.
Oh, kind of like APN.
Except for, they said it's even more disorganized. So I'm like, wow. I'm curious to see how this goes. It's our first time. We're virgins.
Yeah, we're virgins. We're gonna break our cherry. Woo!
Yeah.
Ooh. So, have you looked at the nominee? It's quite expensive.
I haven't even looked. I did not do my homework.
We will skip to like the best actor up for. Yes, up for award is Kirk Lockwood.
Okay.
And Tommy Gunn.
There's two Tommy. Yeah, is it the blonde or the brunette? I would like
to
know. It
does not say. Tommy Piston. So, let's see. Female Performer of the Year. Let's see. Bonnie Rotten. Jaden Stevens, and a couple other ones, Danny Daniels, Riley Reed, to name a few. Of course, male performer, new starlet, no one interesting. Let's see.
No one interesting.
No, we'll just skip back there. Super Slut, they have that award. They never had that at AVN. So,
really? There's an actual Super Slut award?
Yeah, so it's Maddie O'Reilly, Bonnie Rotten, Jada Stevens, Adrian Chechik, and Vicky Chase.
Interesting. I wonder how you get, nominated. Like, what constitutes, out of all, you know, these crazy, slutty girls in the business, what you have to do to get nominated to be, like, what is it, the Super Slut Award? Is that what you said, or?
Yeah, Super Slut. I guess you have to be super slutty. I don't know.
I'll have to find out.
Bonnie Rotten or Jaden Stevens what their tips are.
I know Adria Chesnick. She is super hot, and she's a really good performer. So I would love to see her win something.
And then, of course, you know, the XRCO Hall of Fame. You ready for that? Drum roll, please. we have Sony Curtis.
Okay, Sony's cool. Have you worked with Sony?
Yep, I have. Jeff Mullen, the famous Houston, the legend Houston.
Okay.
She's already a legend. I don't know why she has to be in the Hall of Fame, but that, I mean, I guess the award, it means a lot. Melissa Hill, I have no idea.
I don't know who that, yeah.
Karen Summer, and then a couple other two that I have no idea. So, I mean, it's going to be interesting. So, a lot of people are up for the same award. Kendra Lust is up for the MILF of the Year.
Okay.
So.
That's not surprising. Yeah, she gets nominated a lot.
Yeah, so, but Bonnie and Jaden has got nominated for multiple awards.
Yeah. Well, Bonnie's a really hot performer right now. She won last year for Female Performer of the Year, I believe, for AVN. And she was nominated for, you know, several different things in the different award shows. So it's not surprising. It's kind of, you see the same girls get nominated over and over and over.
Oh, and Skin Diamond's nominated too.
Who is? Oh, Skin Diamond. Okay.
For Orgasmic Analyst.
Okay. It must be like an angel.
That
or an angel thing, an anal thing.
I think our producer wants to say something.
Yes. That sounds interesting. I wanted to ask you girls, being in the industry, you mentioned something that was a very good point that I actually kind of stole my thunder. It seems as though, like, every single year, I hear and see the same names. Now, I know good and damn well there's a lot of interesting, beautiful, talented performers coming into the game. You guys, you know, a lot of other performers come in. Do you find it political? Is this like every other award show? Like the porn awards are no different than every other? Is it a lot of politics going on? Because it seems as though I keep hearing it's Bonnie Rotten, Kendra Lust, Jada Stevens, Skin Diamonds nominated. I mean, it's like no one else is fucking. Those are the only four women fucking.
Well, I mean, I don't know if it's political. I mean, I'm not sure if this is fan base or if this is industry. If this is industry, then it's probably the more popular people.
Right.
Yeah, I think it's kind of both. I mean, definitely everybody who's I can't say everybody because some of them I really don't know who they are, but you know, most of the girls that you see get nominated over and over and over. They are amazing performers. They do have a huge fan base. But it is kind of like, hey, like there are other people that probably deserve a nod that haven't gotten one. So kind of annoying. I think it's annoying a little bit.
I mean, there's a lot of other names that I did not read, but I mean, we don't have the time to read all the names. But you know, it's the thing
with any show that just it seems to be the same people over and over and over. Yeah.
But I'm excited about this new award thing that we have to go red carpet.
Yeah, I think it'll be fun. I got a new dress. I'm going to get my hair done. I'm getting my makeup done. So I'm going to have a few cocktails.
Definitely have a few cocktails.
Will Jack be attending with you?
Jack will be there with me.
Oh, okay. That's my guy.
Yes. Jack will be attending. What dress I'm wearing, I have no idea. So I guess when I fly into LA, me and my lovely PR will be going shopping. Yay!
Shout out to your PR. Now you got to make sure you girls tweet your producer from the red carpet your dress, you know, because, you know, once you go across that red carpet, all the paps are going to be taking. Not the pap smears, the paparazzi are going to be taking.
We're not doing no pap smears on the red carpet.
No pap smears on the red carpet. Thank you. Thank God for that. So I want a tweeted picture from the red carpet. And don't tell me you're not going to do it because you're going to be tweeting out that picture. You have to tweet your picture from the red carpet, and I want to be the first one with it.
All right, we'll see what we can do.
Yeah, but, we'll see what we can arrange, my friend.
That's good enough. I'll take that.
All right.
So the other porn news we wanted to talk to about tonight, what was the movie you wanted to talk about?
Yeah, I just thought this was interesting, this whole phenomenon. I was reading on X's, you know, Smash Pictures is their next release, explores the taboo family relations theme with a group of up-and-coming performers. So basically, it's another taboo movie, and if anybody who's listening doesn't know what taboo is, the name of this film should kind of, like, give you a hint. It's called Daddy's Home. So, yeah, the whole taboo thing right now is really, really popular.
Yeah,
taboo tends to be, like, stepmom, son, or, you know, stepmom, stepson, stepdad, stepdaughter, and for me, it's not that, like, the story was that shocking, but I just want to kind of find out. I would like to get, you know, either of your perspectives, but also if any of the listeners want to, you know, call in and comment on this, I would be really interested in just hearing what you have to say. Like, where is this whole taboo fascination coming from?
I know they have fantasies about fucking their mothers.
That's what I'm wondering. Is that like a normal thing or what? I know, you know, when I do cam shows or even like custom videos, guys will want me to, you know, pretend I'm their stepmom who's seducing them. Or
wow.
It's like, I love jacking off to you. I wish you were my mom. So
Or the one that tweeted me today talking about he wanted to be in a dirty diaper and why he was being breastfed.
Yeah. What is up with that?
I was dying laughing. Just had the conversation. And then I get off and I go on Twitter, and that was one of the tweets I saw.
I know, it's funny because we were literally, Desiree and I were talking about it. Like, we were talking about the whole taboo thing, and then some guy tweets her how he wants to get breastfed in his diaper or something stupid like that. I was like, that's crazy.
And a dirty diaper.
Yeah, that's what it was, a dirty diaper.
Oh, my God. I can't make it up.
So what does the producer think about this? Like, are you into that? Do you have mommy fantasy?
You got like, mommy fantasy, call up.
Yeah, I want to hear some feedback from people. Like, yeah.
I don't even know what to say to that, but I guess we have to take a short break. You're listening to Dollhouse Radio, Truth Written Back, and when we come back, we take some callers. Well, no, we'll take our guests on the line. So stay tuned.
Yeah, and I'll big titties be back.
Playboy, let me motion her friend. We're in this than anybody.
Sparking Truth Friend back on Dollhouse Radio. You were just listening to Porn Star Dancing by Nightcore. So is our lovely guest on the line?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
Hello, Nessa.
Hi.
So before the break, we were talking about taboo, but before we get into that, tell us about yourselves.
A girl with big titties.
We know that.
I don't know. I started in 2000. My first shoot was for Score Group. And, you know, it's been a fun ride ever since then.
Awesome. So what do you do now? Like, you still shooting or?
I still shoot. I just shot for Score. They just released a new scene on me yesterday.
That's awesome.
I know. It's, like, awesome to, like, shoot for a company for 15 years.
I love them. I fucking love Score.
Yeah. So I have my own site. I cam.
Oh,
yeah, I have my own site, sam38g.com. I cam. I just have fun.
Okay.
I cook
so
last night in the kitchen.
So you
I cooked last night in the kitchen last night, and they loved it.
Awesome. So you do webcam. So we were talking before the break about taboo.
Yeah, I'm against it.
Yeah, the whole taboo, like, phenomenon that's going on in porn right now.
Yeah, and guys are like, call me mommy, and I'm like, I'm so not your mama.
Get any weird requests?
I did get weird requests, but I just make fun of them.
You make
she
fun
does.
Of them?
She does. I've canned with her
yeah.
before. She's very funny.
Yeah, I just make fun of them. Because you can't take that stuff seriously, you know?
Yeah.
Even if
they
mean it seriously, I don't take it seriously. But people type stuff on a page just to say crazy stuff to get the attention, too.
Well, true, but there's some that are really, really into it.
Yeah, good for them.
So before we were talking about it, Sharon and I, some guy tweeted to me if he could be in a diaper, if he could be in a dirty diaper, why I breastfed him.
That's just disgusting. You know, no full-grown man should want his diaper changed. He shouldn't even be wearing diapers. And what the fuck has he had up his ass that he needs to wear a diaper for now?
Yeah,
well, I think we can revert back to, like, childhood.
Yeah, that's a lack of wanting to take responsibility. That's not a man.
True.
Then that's just the most unattractive thing. A man who can't take responsibility for things in life, that's just an unattractive thing imaginable.
Well, Karen likes to be in diapers, right, Karen?
I know she doesn't.
You are not supposed to say
I've
that.
I've done her laundry. I've done her laundry.
Oh, she has. I actually, yeah, the first time I met Samantha, I went to her house and we did a fun show. What was that guy's name? Some hot, like, Hispanic guy. We banged them together and then
Brandon.
We went out to eat. Yeah, Brandon. And we went out to eat and then afterwards I was so tired. I fell asleep and she did all my laundry for me while I was sleeping. It was so sweet. She is so nice. But I have a question for you, Samantha, if you
uh-huh.
really mind me asking. I'm just curious because I know I get a lot of weird requests and questions, and you cam way more than me. So what is, like, the weirdest thing anyone's ever asked you to do on cam?
I don't know, because I just shut them down so fast. I mean, piss, shit, vomit, fart.
Okay.
I just think, and I'm like, no, 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 no.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
I mean,
I'm not
even going to
this.
I know, for a customer, I once got requested that I write whore and permanent magic marker across my forehead and flush my head 5 times in the toilet for $5. You don't even want to know how I responded to that one.
Why did you do it? $5 is $5.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, my God.
So you said you just made a new site?
Yeah, sam38g.com. I love it. I love Model Centro. They make it easy for girls or any talent to do their own site. They've already integrated with Verified Call and StreamMate. Yeah.
Very cool. So, any upcoming shoots coming up? Besides, I know you said you just shot for a wonderful score.
You know, I have to plan out a trip to LA and Vegas this year. I'm going to Fetish Con, and I'm going to meet up with Maria Moore, and we plan to do a lot of shoots out there in Tampa for that with Kiki Kaboom and Christy Max.
Awesome.
It's going to be a blast.
And then LA,
I probably won't even go to go see the freaks at Fetish Con. I'll be too busy filming.
When are you going to LA?
I haven't even. I just want to get through Fetish Con first and then plan out an LA trip.
And we missed you at AVN, huh?
I don't do that.
Aww.
He's smart.
We had so much fun.
You know, but it's, I mean, it's just so much work and so crowded and too many people, and I'm not spending $2,000 to $3,000. You know, because nobody really actually goes through with shoots out there.
Yeah,
so
that's
it's just
place, that's
it's too frustrating.
True.
But
they
don't party. You listen,
the
party at me ends at 10 p.m. Not that much fun.
Well, it gives a chance for your fans to meet you and, you know, help you. And it gives your fans a chance to talk to you, get autographs, touch you.
No, I mean, I've done it, but they do that whenever I go out and about anyway.
Yeah. That's true. I notice a lot of girls who've been in the industry for a really long time, they just, after a while, they don't usually attend, like, you know, the AVNs or any of the big trade shows. It seems to be pretty common.
Well, also,
like,
I remember when it was like 50,000 people a day, not 50,000 the entire time.
Yeah.
So you're not reaching as many fans anyway. I can do more in an hour on Chatterbait. I had 1,000 guys in my room last night while I was cooking, fully dressed.
Really?
I was like, y'all are fucked up. I'm fully dressed. What are y'all doing in here?
They want to watch you cook.
I know, it's fun.
Awesome. So tell your fans how they can get a hold of you, your Twitter, social media, Facebook.
My Twitter is Sam38G, and my site is Sam38G.com. No Facebook. It does not convert.
And your website again?
Sam38G.com.
Awesome. So,
isn't that nice and short and sync.
Yeah, so thank you so much for coming on the show tonight.
You're breaking up.
Yeah.
What?
I said thank you so much for coming up on the show tonight.
Oh, you're more than welcome, ladies. I enjoy spending time with both of you.
Yeah,
all
thank
right.
you, Samantha. Love thank you. You. So nice to talk to you.
Love you too, girlies.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Woohoo! That was the lovely Samantha 38G.
Yeah, one thing I wanted to say about Samantha 38G is she was really, like, in my mind, like the first really successful BBW in the porn world. So she kind of, like, in my mind, made it possible for, you know, because that was a pretty big market, the BBW market, whereas before it didn't really exist. She was kind of the first one to, like the pioneer of BBW.
She was a pirate.
Awesome. A pioneer, not a pirate.
I know, like, but I was being funny.
Okay. Oh, I guess. Yeah. You were being funny. I just didn't follow. But I'm a blonde, so.
Yeah. You're having a deep moment.
Yeah. I have a lot of those.
Yeah. So, wow, that was very interesting. So, yeah, she does a lot of camming, which I don't do. I don't have the patience for it, but, you know, hats off to her.
So you don't cam at all?
No, I don't have the patience for idiots.
Yeah, there's a lot of those. There is a lot of those. I like, I really like adult verified video chat because they kind of like make an appointment with you instead of just sitting there on StreamMate waiting for somebody to get a show. So I don't mind that. Or like if somebody privately books a Skype show, just StreamMate, I'll get on there once in a while, but it gets boring just kind of like sitting there and, yeah.
It is extremely boring. So, yeah, so let's go back to taboo.
Have let's you go ever, back. Oh, the taboo. Yeah.
Have you ever did, like, a shoot like that?
You know, there is a guy who, he shoots a bunch of stuff that for clips for sale, and it's all kind of POV. So it's you talking into the camera, and there's really, like, no sex or anything. It's you just talking into the camera saying, like, oh, yeah, I'm, you know, I'm your stepmom, and I've always wanted to jack you off, so I snuck in your room. And you're pretending, and you're talking, and then you'll kind of move your hand off camera just to give the illusion that you're jacking someone off, if that makes sense. So I've done that. And then I did do, like, a Fuck My Mommy and Me, which in that movie, my daughter, that was for Sony Curtis, actually. My daughter was such a, you know, in the scenario where she was such a slut and having sex with just, you know, tons of random guys all the time. And I wanted to make some money to go to Hawaii. So I just talked my daughter into being in a porno since she's having sex with so many men. Anyways, I figured, hey, she might as well make some money. I might as well make some money. Now, for those ones, since her and I are playing a real mother and daughter, we do not touch each other at all. We just take turns, you know, having sex with the same guy. But, yeah, so I have done a little bit of that.
I think I did one with a mommy daughter, stepdaughter kind of thing. I was in California. I think that was for Hot Devil.
Okay.
And then I did, it wasn't really stepmommy or my son. I fucked a drug dealer, which was my son's friend, which happened to be a drug dealer. Yeah. That was
nice.
Really weird.
You gotta love the scenarios. Yeah.
Yeah.
My son's friend is a drug dealer, and so I'm going to have sex with him.
Yeah.
The end.
That was, that was very interesting shoot.
Sounds like it.
It was. So, yeah.
So I'm so surprised we don't have any input from the callers, like, on Taboo. I am disappointed in you guys.
I know. I guess they're too shy.
Yeah, that's lame.
Oh, wait, we have one caller on the line.
Oh, all right. I want to hear.
All right. Hold on. Hello, caller?
Hello?
Hi. What's your name?
Mark.
Hi, Mark. Where are you calling from?
Montana.
Oh, well, thank you for joining us on the Truth Front and Back on Dollhouse Radio.
Thank you.
Yeah, so do you have a question, or did you talk about taboo, or what was your question?
My question is, what's your most embarrassing moment in anything that you've done?
For me or my co-host, Karen?
For the co-host.
Karen.
So the most embarrassing thing, actually, it actually happened to me today. So when I'm in the doggy position, if you put your fingers or your penis or whatever, and I'm in doggy, air gets pushed up into your vagina, right? It gets pushed up there. So in this particular video, it was actually like a fem video. The title was actually, what was it? It was like, My husband is my slave or something like that. So basically, I'm bent over. I'm putting my fingers in my pussy, like I'm doggy style, putting my fingers in my pussy. And then I make my husband lick it and tell him he's, like, sucking my fingers like a cock. Anyways, while I'm shoving my fingers up there, I'm shoving air, like, into my pussy. And then when this is all being broadcast live, too, by the way. So I stand up, and then all that air comes out. And you know when that air comes out, it makes a sound, and it was on, like, a live show. So today was probably, like, the most embarrassing day. That's probably the most embarrassing thing that's happened to me on set. Yeah.
That sounds great.
Yeah. So I figure it's already out there. People on the live show heard it. More heard it than saw it. So I'm like, might as well just the rest of the world know about it. But
what did you say, nigga?
Did you stop or did you keep going? Did you laugh?
I just giggled for a second, and then I was like, okay, I'm just calling more attention to it. So, you know, I giggled, and then I was like, okay, move on. Yeah. Yeah. Does that ever happen to you, like, when you're a doggy or, and, you know, you're being penetrated? Does it make you do that, Desiree? Or am I the only one?
Thank God I'm not on film doing this.
Okay, good. So I'm not the only one.
Oh, man, that must have been a great scene. If I was there, I would have said...
Hey, where are the white women at?
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. That's a great story. So, Boobzilla, what's your most embarrassing moment? That was a good question by the call. I think the call is still on the line. Mark's still on the line?
Hello? You still there?
I am.
Great. Oh, okay. My most embarrassing. Who should I have it? Well, probably. Oh yeah. When I did an anal scene, and you know, all an anal scene, you're supposed to prep, and I still prep, and yeah, the little shit came out afterwards.
Wait! Don't try to say it all low.
You're, like, trying to say it without saying it.
What did you say, nigga?
That's honestly one of the reasons I've never done an anal scene is I'm so scared. I was talking to Allura Jensen, and she told me when she preps for an anal scene, she, like, does not eat for 2 days ahead of time, which I'm like, first of all, there's no way in hell I'm not eating for 2 days. And then, you know, you do the enema, and so I'm just like, God, that's a lot of work.
It is, and no coffee. The day of your anal shoot, you cannot have no coffee.
I just hate the not eating part. I'm like, damn, I get grouchy when I'm hungry.
All right, so we are about to go to break. And we're going to pay some fucking bills. You're listening to Dollhouse Radio. Thank you, caller.
Thank you for calling in.
From Montana, that was a great question. You're listening to The Truth Nothing Back.
Yeah, with nobody else. stayed home instead. Just me and my pal Johnny Walker and his brothers Blackie and Red, and we drank alone. Yeah, with nobody else. Yeah, you know when I drink alone, I prefer to be by
to the Truth Front and Back on Dollhouse Radio. You were just listening to I Drink Alone by George Thorogood. So, for those who don't know, Dollhouse Radio's Twitter is at Dollhouse, D-O-L-L-H-O-U-S-E _ radio. And mine is Boobzilla, B-O-O-B-Z-I-L-L-A, SSS. And my Instagram is Luca Desiree. And, of course, we can't forget about the producer, Heaven Hollywood.
Yay. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Can I get myself
on
the pause?
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Way to give yourself an applause. I am at Sexy Karen Fisher, if you want to keep up with me. And then you can also check out my website. I update every week, and I give free shows to my members. You can find that at SexyKarenXXX.com.
You said free.
You two have
free.
Great names. Boobzilla.
Thank
and
you.
Sexy Karen Fisher. That's the perfect combination.
And then we have to give our shout out to our lovely PR, the Love PR.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
We love you, Erica. She was holding you down last week while you were in Tahiti.
Yes. And I think she did an awesome job. I'm so thankful that she could do that for you guys.
And Boobzilla made a point to keep mentioning, while my co-host is soaking up the fucking sun.
Yeah, she didn't hear it.
That was like my dream vacation. Yeah.
Yeah, but I was talking about you. I hope your ears were burning in Tahiti.
I was on the plane on the way home, so. Yeah, I was not, while the show was actually going on, I was not doing anything fun. I was sitting, like, in a cramped.
Did you at least have
there.
A cocktail?
Did I what?
Did you have at least a cocktail?
No.
I thought you said you just get at least a cock.
That is
no.
So boring.
You know what, that's something I would like to try, is to actually join the Mile High Club. But
I want to join the Mile High Club too.
Yeah. One of these days, I'm going to
figure
out how to do it.
You girls haven't joined the Mile High Club?
No, we haven't joined the Mile High Club.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, imagine that little small bathroom. That's horrible.
Well, that's
yeah,
the whole fun of it.
Yeah, I actually want to find a way to join the Mile High Club without having to do it in airplane bathroom, because they're small and dirty.
If you really want to be throw some excitement, let's see you try to do it without going into the bathroom.
I want to do it in the cockpit with the cock.
That would be awesome. If you manage that one, you have to definitely let me know.
Yes. That would be so awesome. I'm trying to still do that.
Oh, man.
So, all right.
Great show, girl.
It's time to wrap it up. Well, not literally, but yeah, like wrap up the show.
Time flies when you're horny and having fun.
Yeah. Well, thank you to all you horny motherfuckers that were listening tonight.
Yeah, thanks for listening in.
Hopefully next week we'll have a lot more callers.
Yeah, call in, you guys. We want to hear what you have to say.
Right, they have to get the, you know, they have to get, you know, get over this fear, what have you. You know, two hot women up there, you know, openly talking, you know, a lot of guys try to play it off, but a lot of guys get intimidated. So I'm glad that we had our caller that he had sat on the wall for a while, too, before he raised his hand. So maybe he's thinking, like, okay, I got the nerve up. So,
well, shout out to you. What was his name, Matt?
Mark, I believe.
Mark from like Montana or something?
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you, Mark from Montana, for calling in.
That's awesome. That was a great question. So we will see all you horny motherfuckers next week on Juice Button Back on Dollhouse Radio.
At the 4 or 5 bottles of that bub, yeah. We making love like Usher in the club.
Come on.
Little mama got her eyes on me. We gonna have all the baby in the VIP.
Let's go.
We busting champagne corks in the earth. Shaking up the bottle, throwing bubbles everywhere.
Yes,
all days, party nights, welcome to my world. I'm on the dance floor, stepping with a very freaky girl. Popping champagne like we just won the title. DJ's cutting and going on my finals. Bottle after bottle, drinking like it's no tomorrow. Politicking with a model body looking like a bottle.
Wow.
Posing for the pictures like it's for a magazine. Jimmy Choo pumps with the painted on jeans. We gon' make this a night to remember while the record plays. Looking for a secretary, shawty, what's your resume? I'ma play the full court press, she love the way I ball. Rubbing on the waistline and blames it on the alcohol. I got a star struck, 2 hands up in the back of the VIP playing 2 hand touch.
Yeah. Bottle after bottle, it's on. And I'm gone.
We gon' party till the lights come on.
Champagne, the coffee, Patron, taking shots of the zone.
We gon' party till the lights come on.
I ain't drinking dark liquor tonight. All my liquor is light.
We gon' party till the lights come on.
It's a Kodak moment tonight. We get right.
We gon' party till the lights come on. Damn, you look good, girl, back that ass up.
Damn.
Step behind the velvet rope and fill your glass up.
Whoa.
Sip a little bubbly with an eligible bachelor.
Yes.
My future looking bright, taking off like NASA.
Yo.
Smoking on homegrown fresh from Nebraska. Left wrist looking like the heart of Alaska. Storybook finished, that's the end of that chapter. Shorty caught in a rapture, in love with a rapper. Show me what you're working with, mommy shaking it fast. Both hands gripping the bottle, I'm doing the dang dash.
Yo.
I'm in the club like 50 Cent, getting bit. Shorty want a bad boy like Puffy, but she innocent. Standing on the couch with my shoes on. Holding the club on fire, getting their groove on. Shorty grinding on me and doing the damn thing. My crew doing the same. Bling, bling, it's a fly guy thing.
Pop the bottle, wrap the bottle, it's on. And I'm gone.
We gon' party till the lights come on.
Got the champagne, the coffee, Patron. Taking shots of the zone.
We gon' party till the lights come on.
I ain't drinking dark liquor tonight. All my liquor is light.
We gon' party till the lights come on.
It's a Kodak moment tonight, and we get right.
We gon' party till the lights come on. After 4 or 5 bottles of that bub, we making love like Usher.